D'mai Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah in the Masechta. Misha Hayulo Eser Shuros Shel Eser Eser Kade Yayin. If somebody had 100 barrels of wine, and in this case he divided them into Eser Shuros, 10 rows, Shel Eser Eser Kade Yayin, of 10 barrels apiece. So he's got essentially a giant square where each row going vertically north-south is 10, and each row going east-west is also 10. And then he makes things complicated. V'amar shura hachitzona, in the outside row, but it doesn't say which outside row, achas meiser. One barrel is meiser. Ben yodua ezohi, but we don't know which row he picked. So what do? Notel shtei chavios lochsan. If he really wants to potter it properly, then what he can do is take two barrels from diagonal corners of the square. So for example, if he takes the northeast barrel on the outer edge of the square, that'll cover both the northward row and the eastward row. If he takes then the southwest corner, diagonally across from it, that will take care of the other two rows. By taking out two barrels, what he's done is checked off all four of the rows going around the square. What he then has to do is combine the wine from the two barrels into one big container, mix them together, and then separate out all of the meiser, the trumas meiser, everything that needs to be taken out properly in the proper quantity for everything that he's supposed to do. Chatzi shura hachitzona achas meiser. If this guy was such a smart aleck that he said, in half of the outside row, one barrel will be meiser, veini odea ezohi, and we don't know which half a row we meant, then notel arba chavios mer arba zavios. He has to take all four corner barrels. The corner barrel on the northeast takes care of half the north and half the east. The corner barrel on the northwest takes care of the other half of the north and the top of the west. Similarly, the southeast and southwest barrels will take care of all of the half rows that he had in mind. Then he combines the barrels of wine and takes out the appropriate quantity to potter everything. Shura achas meiser v'ini odea izohi. If he says, in one of the rows, one of the barrels should be meiser. But in this case now, he is not just talking about the outside rows anymore. He said one of the 10 rows in the square arrangement, and we don't know which one he meant. Notel shura achas lochsan. Then he takes an entire diagonal row going across the entire square, and that way it will take care of all 10. It'll take care of all the north-south rows, one from each will be taken out, and it'll take care of all the east-west rows, because one from each of those will be taken out. By taking the diagonal, he's taking at least one from every single row in the arrangement. Then he combines all of the 10 barrels he took out and has to take out the proper maestros that way. On the other hand, if he says, chavis achas meiser, one barrel has meiser, but he doesn't say which barrel out of the 100 it is, in yodea ezohi, no tell me kol chavis v'chavis, then we can't start taking from diagonal rows or outside rows or corners to potter everything. He said one barrel, and we don't know what he means by the one barrel, so since we don't know which one out of the 100 he meant, then any one of the 100 barrels may be full of maestros, so he has to take out a portion from each one as possible maestro rishon. His combined total can turn out to be the 10% that is maestro rishon, but he has to take out from every single barrel. Solik Masechta Demai. Kilayim Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The Isra of Kilayim actually refers to five different Isurim, both of which appear in the Torah, and Vayikra Yotes and Devarim Chof Beis. The five Isurim include Kilayim Zeroyim, the Kilayim of seeds, which prohibit you from sowing together seeds from different kinds of grains and greens together. Kilayim Kerem, which is Kilayim of the vineyard, planting certain things in a vineyard anywhere near a grapevine. Kilayim Behema, which actually includes two different things, interbreeding behemos that are not permitted to interbreed, but also working with two different behemos of those different breeds, because it's difficult for the behemos if you make them work together on a team together. And finally, kilaye shatnez, which are the kilayim of clothing that we are the most familiar with, involving mixing linen and wool together in a beged and wearing them at the same time. Both the Rush and the Orchos Chaim call kilayim one of the most difficult mesechtas in the entire Seder Mishnah. So we'll do our best. So the Mishnah begins with kilaye tevuah or kilaye zeroyim, which has to do with mixing different kilayim of seeds. And the first parak actually begins with several mishnayos on different species that are not considered kilayim. Achitim ba'azunin einon kilayim zevezeh. Wheat and zunin, which is translated as darnel, which is a kind of weed that grows in grain fields. It's poisonous to people. It can be eaten, however, by animals. But they're both considered different varieties of wheat, and so they're not kilayim if they are planted together. Hasaorim vishiboles shuol, barley and oats, which are planted together. Or hakusmin vahashifon, spelt and rye, planted together. Hapol vahasapir. Pol is a kind of beans. And sapir is a cowpea, the Nile cowpea. And so both of these are considered to be beans that are similar to each other. Hapurkedon vahatofach. Grass pea and red grass peas. So again, these are two varieties of the same min. And finally, upul halavon vahasheuim. Hyacinth beans and cowpeas, she'uim, go back to that other min, enon kilayim zebezeh, these are not kilayim one with the other. The Yerushalmi points out that each of these pairs are not kilayim with each other, but if you mix one pair with another variety of a different pair, for example, shibola shual and kusmin, instead of shibola shual and se'orim, which are put together, then you would be guilty of kilayim.